So Isaiah chapter 41 is where we'll begin. We're continuing our series of God's answers to our problems. And the topic we want to speak on this week is the topic of fear. So let's turn to Isaiah 41 and read just one verse, Isaiah 41 verse 10. It says, Isaiah 41:10, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this time we have once again, Lord. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that illuminates our understanding to it. We thank you for the fellowship that we have, Lord, as blood-bought believers, and we just pray you would bless, Lord, in this area of our lives, that you would help us to have victory, that we would not be crippled by fear, but that we would be strong and of a good courage, Lord, and look to you for strength. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I think all of us have experienced at some point. Sometimes we do it every day. We have feelings of fear. That feeling of anxiety, of panic, of terror, that it's something that it's built within us. It's part of our emotions. I remember a lot of times when we were working on scaffolding, and there would be planks going all the way around the scaffolding. Of course, you couldn't butt them together. You'd have to always put one over top of the other. And so what would happen is as you step from one down to the other, it was only an inch and a half down that you would go. But yet, if you weren't expecting it, you'd take that step and you'd think you're stepping into the abyss and you're about to fall to your death. And so that feeling of terror comes just for a few brief seconds, and then you realize that you're fine. But that's part of us, that things happen, things that we don't expect, that we have that fear. And God has given us that part of our body. We could try to understand it chemically and physiologically. But part of it is for our own self-preservation. It's something with our kids. I see them that, with all of them, that as they were little, that they got the idea that they like to climb and they want to climb up on everything that they can. But yet, for a while there, the whole fear kind of idea hasn't kicked in. They don't have any sensible fear of things, and so they'll put themselves in great danger. And then what happens is as they get a little older, suddenly the light comes on, they learn, boy, if I fall, I can really hurt myself. And so then they actually have a time where they're hesitant to do anything because they're so afraid. But then eventually they balance it out. They realize, well, I don't have to be fearful. As long as I'm careful, then I don't need to be afraid. But we realize that throughout life, even as adults, that we face fear at different times, and especially as men, that it may not be something that we want to even admit, but we realize that there's different things that frighten us. I know if you were to look at different people's fears, the things that they fear the most, statistically, you find that for many it's speaking in public, that they could do so many other things. They could run into a burning building, but to actually have to be in front of people and speak just terrifies them. And so we realize that there is fear that we have in life, that sometimes we fear for our lives. We fear pain, we fear suffering, we fear something bad that could happen. Often we have a fear of men. We're concerned about what's going to happen, what someone might do to us if we don't speak to them properly or we do something wrong. Sometimes we have a fear of failure, that we're worried that we might try something and we would fail in it, that we don't want that to happen, and so it can sometimes keep us from doing anything just so we don't have to face that fear. And sometimes it's simply the fear of the unknown. We don't know what is around the corner. We don't know what the future holds, and so we have that fear within us. And we realize when we feel this that often our fear cripples us. It immobilizes us. There might be something that we should do, something we ought to do, but because we're fearful, it keeps us from that. Sometimes it actually sends us the other way. Rather than simply immobilizing us, it causes us to run the other way, that we want to get as far away from something as we can because we are so fearful. And we think when it comes to the fear of man, as it says in Proverbs 29, verse 25, the fear of man bringeth a snare. That we understand that when we are concerned about what people might think of us, what people might have to say of us, that we want to seek their approval, we don't want their disapproval, that can bring a snare. That it can cause us not to do things that we ought to, where we don't want to stand out, especially you think of a young person with many peers around them, that they might want to stand up and say something, but they're afraid of what everyone might think. And it can be the same that sometimes it causes us to do things we never would otherwise, but we're so afraid of being rejected, of being cast aside or anything like that, that we that happens to us. And it can cripple us. It can keep us from so much that the Lord wants us to do. And I think all of us, we want to be persons of courage. We want to be bold and brave. When a situation happens, we want to do the right thing. But sometimes we find ourselves, we're in a situation and we should have done something, but we were fearful and we didn't do anything and we regret it. And we wonder, well, how do I conquer this fear that paralyzes me, that ensnares me? And it's something that we recognize in the Scriptures, how that God He does not want us to be always fearful. We see that it says, God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That is not the Holy Spirit that He has given to us when we're crippled by that fear, that He wants to give us victory. And so to do that, we must look in the Scriptures and see how we can obtain that victory. So turn with me to Psalm chapter 56. And it is the thought that when we are fearful, how do we respond? How do we overcome it? It says in Psalm 56, verse 3, very simply, what time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee. That the psalmist declares that when we are afraid, that we would trust in Him. That we do, whenever things, we don't know what's going to happen, that we recognize that He is in control. That anything that happens, we don't have to fear the unknown. We don't have to fear what might come around the bend, because we know that He already knows it, that He understands it, that He is prepared for it. We read this morning in Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. That we know that He's with us, that we do not need to be afraid. We think of the disciples when they were in the boat crossing the Galilee with Jesus, and the storm came, and they cried to Him and say, Master, save us, we perish. And He, of course, stepped up and stilled the wind and the waves, but He said, well, why are ye so fearful? Why is it that ye have no faith? And it was a thought that He was with them, that He knew this was going to happen, that He was in control, and they didn't need to worry, that they needed to trust in Him. And that's what we need to do, that when storms come, when things get difficult, that we do not become fearful, but that we have faith in Him. And so we see also, not only do we need to look to God when we're fearful, but we need to get the proper perspective. And that's sometimes, if we realize that when we have fear, we're not looking at the things the way that they are. That we sometimes we are very mistaken in our fears. It says in Psalm 53, verse 5, they were in great fear where no fear was. For God has scattered the bones of him that encampeth against thee. That happens, that many times that people are afraid of things that there is nothing actually to be afraid. And we need to realize that we can fall into that same mistake. That we want to think of it that we can, sometimes we're afraid of death, afraid of what might happen, but then we realize if we're a Christian, we don't have to be afraid of death, that we know that we're on our way to heaven, that we don't need to fear them that kill the body, but then after that are not able to do anything, that we would be out of their reach after that, and it's not something to be afraid of at all. That we learn that God can be with us, that God is there to protect us. And we can think of that in so many different ways. We see in Psalm chapter 56, verse 11, it says, "In God have I put my trust, I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me, O God, I will render praises unto thee, for thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living?" That we can have that assurance. We do not need to be afraid. We know that He can look after us, and that we are in His hand. And if you turn with me to Isaiah chapter 53, rather Isaiah 51. Isaiah 51, and we begin reading in verse 7. Isaiah 51 and verse 7. The Word of the Lord says, "Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be afraid of their revilings. For the moth shall eat them up like a garment, and the worm shall eat them like wool. But my righteousness shall be forever, and my salvation from generation to generation. Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in the ancient of days, in the generations of old. Art thou not it that hath cut Rahab and wounded the dragon? Art thou not it which hath dried the sea, the waters of the great deep, that hath made the depths of the sea a way for the ransom to pass over? Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. I, even I, am he that comforteth you. Who art thou that thou shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die, and of the Son of Man which shall be made as grass, and forgettest the Lord thy Maker that hath stretched forth the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth, and hath feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor, as if he were ready to destroy? Or where is the fury of the oppressor?" And that is the thought he was giving to his people. Why were they so fearful of these men that were as grass, that they would pass from this life, but they forgot their Maker, the one that they needed to follow? And that is our thought, that we need to trust him, we need to turn to him. We need to realize that his approval is worth far more than anything men can ever do. And we do not need to fear them. It says in Psalm 27, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I become confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple. For in the time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock." And that's something that we see when we fear men. We need to realize in many ways that we need not fear, because the odds are in our favor. If God be for us, who can be against us? That we need not fear whatever man might do unto us. And we realize that there be more with us than be with them, that we don't need to be afraid. Often we fear failure. We realize that failure is part of life, that sometimes the Lord uses our failures to teach lessons that we couldn't learn any other way. And it's something we recognize as well, that if our fear of failure paralyzes us, that we never try, then there's never any chance that we will succeed either. That at least we attempt, and it may be that we fail again and again, but if we keep trying and we succeed in the end, then it's worthwhile. But yet if we're paralyzed by that fear of failure, then that'll keep us from enjoying the success that the Lord may want us to have, that victory that He desires for us. And we realize that we can be afraid of the unknown, but God is not caught off guard. All things are known to Him, and we can trust Him, and that He is ready. And we see, if you're to study out in the Scriptures, you find that over 63 times in the Scriptures, the Lord says the words, "Fear not." That it's something that we need to remember, that there's so many things that we see that are a reason to fear, but the Lord wants us to see that there's so many reasons not to be afraid. That He is in control, that He will look after us, that He doesn't want us to miss out on things. You think of it, how that when Goliath came before the Israelites, that everyone was so afraid of him, but yet it took one boy who, if we look at in the physical sense, he should have been the most afraid of him because he was a youth, but yet he didn't have that fear. He trusted in the Lord, and the Lord used him to have a great victory. And the thought that any one of those men, if they would have just trusted the Lord, that they too could have had that victory as well if they had not been afraid. And it's something that we want to understand, that that the idea of courage is not an absence of fear, but it's action in spite of fear. That our faith in God eliminates our fear, that we are not confounded, that we are not ashamed, that we put our trust in Him, that we see, as Jesus said in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, He laid His right hand upon John, saying unto him, "Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am He that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, amen, and have the keys of hell and of death." And so may the Lord help us, that we would take courage, that we would be strong and courageous in His work, in His ways, that we would do what He asks us to do, that we would not allow our fear to cripple us anymore, but that we would step forward, that we would do what He asks us, trusting Him for the details. And in the end, we will see that there was nothing to be afraid, and if we had not stepped forward, then we would have missed out on a great many blessings that the Lord would have had for us. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank You once again for Your Word, and we just pray You would help us, Lord, not to be afraid. Help us to trust You. Help us to step out in faith and allow You to use us in Your way, in Your timing, according to Your will. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's turn to number 303.